The Lord gives us various principles in Scripture. And in Luke chapter 16, verses 10 and 11, He gives us a principle. He who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much. And he who is unjust in what is least is unjust also in much. Therefore, if you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? That's the principle of responsibility. So why is it that we do not do our own dishes? We put our dirty dishes in the sink. We leave a folded clothes out. We don't put them up. We don't put dirty clothes in the hamper. Sometimes we put them on the floor. We don't unconsciously decide to expect others to clean up our messes. It's just a habit. Behind that habit is the assumption that it's up to someone else to make our life work. Subconsciously, we leave things out and we put dishes in the sink and we throw clothes on the floor in hopes that someone else will do it. And who do you think is going to do it? So when they don't do it, we get exasperated and huff and puff while we have to do it. We have to tidy up the kitchen and tidy up the bedroom, the bathroom, and the laundry room. And these are small examples of a part of a bigger problem, I believe. The attitude of expecting others to make life work for us bleeds over into our spiritual life. Expecting others to be in charge of our spiritual growth. Expecting the preacher or the teacher to read and study Scripture for us instead of doing some of it ourselves. Getting discouraged when we don't get anything out of worship. It's boring when we put little or nothing in ourselves. Now, all of these are little things that prove something to God. He can't trust us with big things. That's what that principle says. If you're not responsible in these little things, how does He expect you to be responsible in big things? And so our messes are our responsibilities, and we can't grow because we don't have any roots. And so we create them because we haven't learned to be faithful in the little things. So if you're in a mess, you need to trace it back, and I believe you'll see that it started with something little. So the question tonight is, do you need to tidy up your relationship with God? In 1 John chapter 1 and verse 9, if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. There comes a time when we have to just say, Lord, I've just been messy in my relationship with You. I've left things undone that I should have done. And I've just messed around and expected others to do what You expect me to do. Therefore, I have not fulfilled my responsibility in these little things. And so maybe tonight you need to just tell God you're sorry. Sometimes that's hard to say. I'm sorry. I want to repent. I want to quit doing that. I want to change. I want to tidy up this relationship with You. There's a lot of debris in there, and I want to get it out. I'm accepting the responsibility for my own plight tonight. Maybe you need to obey the gospel. If I could do it for you, I would. But it's not my responsibility. I can't obey the gospel for you. You can't obey it for your children. You can't obey it for your husband or your wife. It's their responsibility. It's the principle of responsibility. And that's the most important decision you'll ever make in your life. The second one is who you choose to be your mate for life. So that most important decision tonight, maybe you need to make. Will you? Do you believe Jesus Christ, the Son of God? Are you willing to confess that you believe He is? Do you turn from your sin and die to self-rule, self-will? Be buried with the Lord by baptism into death, raised to walk in newness of life? Let Him add you to the church, give you that new name, Christian. Wear that name proudly. Be faithful unto death. You see, that's your responsibility. God has done everything to make it possible for you to do that. It's really up to you. So He bids you personally to come to Him. Will you? If that would be your decision tonight, we trust that it is. Be delighted to help you and assist you. So will you come as we stand and sing?